Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Tuesday is Election Day, and Cincinnati voters will be choosing the next school board. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So earlier this week on WVXU.org, we started a series of issue-oriented question and answers with the candidates for Cincinnati's Board of Education, and they're going to run through Saturday. And again, you'll find them all on the website through next week. But let's talk about what particular issues related to the school board that you covered.
Well, Ambrielle Crutchfield and I, we sent out questionnaires, which were pretty extensive, to all of the candidates. And asked them about school equity issues, whether or not the Cincinnati Public Schools, you can get the same quality of education in one part of the city as opposed to another part of the city. Transportation issues that are seeming to plague this school district for a number of years now, including the safety issues of children and young people being hit by buses in heavy traffic. And the hiring of more minority teachers, which is a real problem because the school district itself is 70% children of color and only 27% of the faculty are minority faculty members.
So along with all these issues, this really is actually sort of two elections for the Board of Education. Can you explain why that is?
Yes. You're going to have two votes to cast on the school board. One is a field race for three seats. And there are six candidates for those three seats. One of them is Ozzie Davis, who is an incumbent, but he failed to get enough signatures on his petition, so you won't see his name on the ballot. He is a write-in candidate. And then there will be a second line for a school board for an unexpired term. Erica Copeland Dansby resigned last year. Pamela Bowers was appointed in March to fill her seat. But we have to have an election this year to fill out the Copeland Dansby term. And that runs until the end of 2021. So there are three candidates in that race, and you vote for one. So you vote for three in the field race, you vote for one in the unexpired term.
So who are some of the other candidates in the race?
You've got some interesting people. I mean, you've got the, as I said, Ozzie Davis, Eve Bolton, who is an incumbent, Carolyn Jones, who is the current president of the school board, Pamela Bowers, as I said, was appointed. There are five other candidates running, Heather Couch, Gary Favors, who ran in the last school board election and lost. Ben Lindy, who is the head of Teach for America. And Steve Meggerly and Marlena Brookfield. Now, the field race is Davis, Bolton, Jones, Lindy, Brookfield, and Couch. And the unexpired term, where you vote for one, is Bowers, Favors, and Meggerly.
Now, we should point out this is a nonpartisan race, right?
It is a nonpartisan race. It's sort of like Cincinnati City Council, where you don't see any party designations on the ballot. However, the political parties do endorse slates of candidates for school board, and they've done so this time. The Democrats have Ozzie Davis, Eve Bolton, Carolyn Jones, and Pamela Bowers have Democratic Party endorsements, and they also have the Cincinnati Federation of Teachers, the teachers union endorsement. Republican Party has endorsed Couch and Favors, two candidates. And the rest are running, you know, they have some individual endorsements and that sort of thing, but not from the political parties.
Do these sorts of endorsements matter?
I think they do to a certain extent because a lot of people aren't paying very close attention to this race because it's not, you know, it's not a real high-profile thing. And there are volunteers who will be at many polling places passing out sample ballots, either for the Democrats and CFT or for the Republican candidates. And people take those into the voting booth with them and will often vote those slate cards, as they call them.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to point out again this coverage you can find at WVXU.org. Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time, and you can read his columns and his stories also at WVXU.org.